AA has been the result of the joining together of two experiences. One, doctrine, and the other, Bill, whose privilege it is mine to introduce. Fellowship commenced to prepare a book. The book we know today is Alcoholics Anonymous. And in the last pages of its text, the book expressed a hope. Yes, it was more than a hope. It told of a dream that we then in this fellowship had. And we expressed our hope and our dream in these words. Someday, we hope that every alcoholic who journeys will find a fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous at his destination. To some extent, this is already true. Some of us are salesmen and go about. Little clusters of twos and threes and fives have sprung up in other communities through contact with our larger center. Those of us who travel drop in as often as we can. This practice enables us to lend a hand, at the same time avoiding certain alluring distractions of the road about which any traveling man can inform you. Such was our dream, and it has been given to only a few to see an impossible dream come true, almost in its entirety. One wonders what could be added to what we have already seen and felt and heard in these last 2 or 3 days. The song of this assembly is gratitude. And we rejoice in our world unity, now spread into some 34 countries and reflected back upon us here. We rejoice that AA is still simple and more deeply meaningful than ever. Yes, this is a time for gratitude, a time for rejoicing. It may be, too, a time of happy reminiscence, when we can think back a little upon the days of our birth, our childhood, and our adolescence. It may be a time when we can think together once more about those principles upon which we resolved yesterday, which may bind us together in unity for so long as God shall need us. First, let's think about the things for which we are grateful. Of course, we are grateful and find no words to express it. To the Father of Lights, who presides over us all, who has outpoured his grace upon us and has made this salvation possible. And right away, one begins to think of friends who have been part of this benign conspiracy. Which is Alcoholics Anonymous. I think right away of the friend who first came to me with a very simple message today, thank God, still the core of our procedure. I think of a wife who stood by. I think of Dr. Fosdick, the first Protestant clergyman, to say that AA is good. I think of Father Dowling out there in St. Louis, the first Catholic clergyman ever to say it. I think of my own doctor in Towns Hospital, who when I had my sudden experience said, "No, Bill, you are not crazy. You had better hang on to what you've got." Those were indeed faithful words for Alcoholics Anonymous. Suppose that man of science had said, "Ah, this is but an illusion. It will soon pass away." What a vital contribution. And I think of the first psychiatrist who befriended us and who has since brought us before his whole field. I think of the editors of the Saturday Post, who published the good news to the world and made us a national institution. Yes, these men of medicine, these men of religion. Once upon a time, we stood in a no man's land between them. We weren't exactly scientific, and some thought we weren't religious enough. Today, we find ourselves in a common meeting place, working together as one. Ah, yes, the friends who have befriended us, without whom this movement could never have been. And each of us, of course, thinks of that one who was the very nearest, the husband, the wife, the father, the mother, who saw us through, who went down into the cave with us and stayed when all others had gone. I think of Lois, and she and I would like to join in paying a special tribute to the one who was the mother of the first AA group, Ann Smith. She was a mother to that first group with all of the attributes of motherhood, her deep understanding, her constant attention to the needs of her children are things we old-timers shall never forget. God bless and keep Annie. I am sure she looks down upon us here today. And I think of the one who perhaps is here, Henrietta, who had time, when 9 or 10 others did not, to bring Smithy and me together. Yes, another link that made this wondrous thing possible. You know, in AA, we have what amounts to a rule that we never praise people. But I think for once we ought to get around that rule. So I'm going to tell you why I am so grateful for Smith. You remember, after working with alcoholics, or rather preaching at them for 6 months, I came to Akron, Ohio, and failed miserably in a business venture. For the first time, I realized that I needed another alcoholic as much as he could possibly need me. And Dr. Bob is the man who filled that need. He and I have been associated together in all these wonderful years, 15 now gone by. I cannot think or remember of a time when we ever have an angry argument, an angry word between us. And this is a tribute indeed to him, because as many of you know, I have been mad at lots of other people. On Tuesday afternoon, Bob and I made our pilgrimage, and I mean it when I say that, to Henrietta's house. And she used an expression which I think is so fitting. She described Dr. Bob as the rock on which AA was founded. How fitting that was. How apt. So I bid you, as you leave here, perhaps not to return for another 10 years, but you bear away with you an image of those two, the mother of the first AA group and the rock on which it was founded.